Norman Podoritz has a different point of view. Podoritz is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and editor-at-large of Commentary magazine. He blames Arafat for the continued violence.
Recently, Sharon announced that the Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat, had become irrelevant as a partner for peace. Others disagree, but abundant evidence exists to back Sharon up. About 17 months ago, Sharon's predecessor, Ehud Barak, offered Arafat a state on more than 95% of the territory Israel captured in the Six-Day War of 1967. Part of Jerusalem would even be the capital of the new Palestinian state. Arafat spurned this unprecedented offer and launched a fresh wave of terrorism against Israel. Among other things, Palestinian suicide bombers started blowing themselves up in times and places calculated to produce the greatest number of civilian Israeli corpses. Speaking to Western audiences, Arafat invariably blamed these horrors on fundamentalist Muslim groups like Hamas. Yet many suicide bombers were members of his own security forces. And addressing the Palestinian people in Arabic, he celebrated all suicide bombers indiscriminately as heroes and martyrs. In Arabic, too, his spokesman kept reaffirming that the ultimate goal was to wipe Israel off the map. Nevertheless, many still insist that Arafat remains Israel's only viable partner for peace. This seems to me a delusion. Arafat is indeed irrelevant, but not exactly in the way Sharon means. Arafat is irrelevant because he is not the problem. The problem is that the vast majority of Arabs and other Muslims oppose the existence of any Jewish state in the Middle East, no matter what. As the local media and the polls demonstrate, this includes even the people of Egypt and Jordan, who are technically at peace with Israel. Clearly desperate to repair their damaged relations with Washington, the Saudis, those great masters of the double game, have suddenly indicated that they might accept Israel's existence. No doubt for the same reason and playing the same double game, Arafat proclaims, in English, that he wishes to resume negotiations with Israel. But in Arabic, the Director General of the Palestinian Information Ministry heaps scorn on any new talks, declaring that the only form of effective negotiation is continued violence. Conceivably, America's war against terrorism will work a genuine change in the rejectionist attitude toward Israel prevailing throughout the Islamic world. If so, the long struggle to eliminate the Jewish state might finally be called off. Otherwise, no negotiations or deals will prevent that war from continuing by one means or another, whether Arafat stays or goes. And that is really why he is irrelevant.
The comments of Norman Podoritz, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and editor-at-large of Commentary magazine.